The following is the realization of His grace, Pancharatna Das.
I knew Nandrani for the last 9 years. All her thoughts and actions were full of Krishna Bhakti. Many times she used to come to me, pay obeisances, say Hare Krishna and laugh. I have noticed that whenever she used to see her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, she used to pay obeisances to Him, touch His feet and seek His blessing for progressing in Krishna Bhakti. Her Krishna Bhakti continued to progress as she grew older, and there was no hindrance whatsoever in that. I noticed that whenever she would come to the temple, she would have her japamala with her, and she would chant on her bed. She would do kirtan and play with the children. Sometimes she would come to my office and jokingly trouble me, and I would also joke with her. She left her body like a Mahabhagavat. In the scripture, we are astonished to read many examples of devotees leaving their body in a unique way. For example, Maharaj Parikshit left his body by a snake bite, although externally it appeared that he was bitten by a serpent. But actually, even before the snake could bite him, his soul went back to Godhead. In the same way, in this case of Nandarani, although materially we see that she left the body in a strange way, but even before that miscreant could attack her, her soul left the body and went back to Godhead. This is my firm conviction. And now, by the desire of Krishna, she must be delivering some other family or country, and she might have taken birth for such reason. Hence, although we see such death in front of our eyes, we should not be bewildered. The Mahabhagavata educates us in this regard that Kali Yuga is going to deteriorate further, and hence it was not worth staying in this miserable material world for a long time. In fact, I have considered Nandarani as my Sikhya Guru, and I have learned a lot from the way she left the body. Nandarani must have definitely gone back home, back to Godhead, or else, wherever she might have taken birth, she will continue her Krishna Bhakti. This is my firm faith. I pray to Lord Krishna that may Nandarani be eternally engaged in your service.